If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to Bills throws in a second. Before that, we mentioned that NFL is tomorrow. We've got a lot of the games start Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. It's a full slate of games. Kickoff is here. Underdog Fantasy is a way for you to have fun every day with that. Making picks in Underdog is straightforward, and signing up is even easier. Go to Underdog, simple to use mobile app, or go to underdogfantasy.com. Sign up with promo code EARLY, and they will give you a free pick to use on your first cash pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you deposit.
Bonus cash.
That's Underdog Fantasy.
I love that
promo
statement.
Code EARLY bonus to claim cash. Your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. Must be 19 or older in Nebraska. Underdog Fantasy.
Who doesn't need bonus cash? Yeah. Just tell me that.
Like, who does cash?
Yeah. Like, who does
cash?
Yeah.
It's like when you find a 20 in your pocket. You're like, oh, wow. I had no idea. Is that exciting?
Makes the day better.
Also, you can get something out of the dryer or there's money in the dryer. Like, oh, wow.
Can't you just say that? Yeah. It just makes the day better.
It does make a day better. All of a sudden, it's randomly, huh, there's a 20.
You're more apt to buy something that you don't need.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. They get me with anything around a cash register. I'll throw one of those.
Oh, in. God.
Oh, yeah. I'm the impulse buyer. Oh. They got me when they invented
the
that
cookie, the monster cookie sitting there.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, throw it in. Just throw it in. It's just right there.
Do you buy candy bars at the you know,
candy
the
bars? Don't that doesn't do a lot
I'll
for
do
me.
A candy
it's got to be something
I'll
unique.
Do a candy bar.
It's got to be something unique. And I love how they have it set up.
We don't buy the tabloid.
You get the Inquirer.
We're talking.
What do you get the Inquirer?
I know what you're talking about. I still have if you bought the tabloids, though, it'd make me smile.
My grandma for 20 years had a subscription to the Inquirer. It was incredible. Had it delivered to her house, and then she would send it over to us in with a rubber band wrapped around it, around like some cinnamon rolls. And we'd get it every week, and we'd get the Inquirer, and I'd read it every single week.
Farrah Fawcett, like, growing horns.
Yeah, exactly. So it was incredible. Yeah. The read was incredible. Oh, it was God. Like, whoa, right. Had no idea that would happen, and it was great. Oh, the Inquirer, the National Inquirer.
Yeah.
Well, yes. It is that time.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
On a Wednesday.
Jake's Thrills.
Nope. Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Nope. Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a wild card Wednesday. Is that
wild
right?
Wild card Wednesday. I threw a little tease at you earlier.
We did hear the tease. The first segment through the
earlier. Wild card Wednesday. The beatings will continue until morale improves. That's one of my favorite. We used to talk about it all the time. Like that, a friend of mine, Toby Nine, his brother had it in his above his company, and it was like above the owner's door was the beatings will continue until morale improves.
That's a rough one.
And it's a rough one, it's deep. It's also hilarious. It's very deep and also hilarious. At that, bury the ball, bury the ball. Mood over magic. So right now, there's a lot of things going on at some places that are not good. And the most important thing, it's not magic plays. It's not dramatic scheme change. It's not new depth chart shakeup. It's all this stuff. You have to get a vibe back in the building.
Ooh.
You have to. It's more important than, well, we're going to run. Now we're going to run more stretch than inside zone. We're going to do this. If you don't change the vibe in the room. So a lot of coaches would do if something went really bad, like a say it was a Clemson or say it was a Florida State or in a situation, they'd use the term bury the ball, which means just let the game go. Bury the ball, move on to the next game. But you have to get the vibe in the building back.
How do you do that?
If it is just a beatdown, if everything is you have to find a way to be able to get this done. And it is all the mood of the team now means more than anything else you're doing. One thing, people say, well, let's just make it fun. Let's just make it fun. We'll shorten practice, just make it fun. That's crap. You got to do the work. You got to put the time in. You have to do the work. You have to do all those things.
Totally,
but you have to find a way when you're in a terrible spot to change. So right now, let's say take Florida and Florida State. They're in terrible spots. Last year, West Virginia was in the worst spot. They were the team. They will be fired by midseason. Then they go out last year against Penn State and just get crushed in the opening game. Imagine that. So as soon as that game's over, what was being said? Does he make it to half the season? What's he do? What did West Virginia do?
Great season last year.
Rallied and won nine games. I guarantee you they did an incredible job of burying the ball of that game and not have the beatings to continue. It wasn't just like a beatdown. They figured out a way to get a vibe back in the building to be able to get it done. Can Florida do that now? Florida State do that right now? Especially Florida, because they're like right now. So the lead story last night I read was, who are the five coaches on speed dial for Florida's job? That's the number one story. That was the big story last night. Who were the five guys?
Can you name a couple?
No. the whole point of the story is like that, is that how can Napier get these guys rallied back to win one game, to win two games? Same thing at Florida State. When you watch the body language of Florida State as a whole, it was not good.
Don't you consider something radical?
You'd be a little radical, but just
like bringing a magician or something.
No, absolutely not. No, it's like we're gonna have a hypnotist. No, we're not. It's not like that. It's just how
just
your coach.
Lighten it up a little.
It's how your coaches are. It's how the head coach is. When you walk out of a staff meeting, is it just shoulders down by everybody on your staff? Are you just like?
Can't be.
It can't be. You have to. This is your best coaching. Anybody can coach a 10-0 team. That's easy. Oh man, you're right. Oh yeah, I got an idea. I got this. Try coaching now when things are really upside down. No matter how you cut it. As with the success of Clemson that they've had, that's tough right now. I mean, it turned ugly.
34-3,
6-0 at halftime, and then it finished out
imploded
in as an ugly game. So how can they get their vibe back? Is the most important thing going right now. Someone of these teams we'll talk about at the end of the year, they'll go, they did it. They pulled it off.
Is this built? Do you turn to certain guys on the team in this, guys that have that sort of personality?
You have to build that. You have to turn. There's going to be leaders. There's going to be leadership. There's going to be coaches. There's going to be personalities. But it has to be from the top down. When you have your really small staff meeting, it's like, guys, we cannot walk around like gloom and doom. We cannot walk around in this that type of deal. This 100. Has to be when the team shows up and we do this, you got to find some way. What were the positives? Find some plays that you did. Find effort plays. Look at this. We're going to do this. You have to find a way. If it's just like, you have no idea. We're not doing this right. It's like, then all of a sudden, like I said, if you get into a blame game with the players, And then it's like, you know, with this thing's on, I mean, there was a lot of controversy with Brian Kelly that the pundits were saying that he blamed the players after the loss. And so that was a big part of it with what was said after that. Whether he did or not exactly, you listened to the interview, there's some things with it, but there's a vibe you have to catch back. That's the only way you turn this thing around. But it's still work. It's still not going, well, we're just going to go shorter individual. We're not going to quite, no.
Stretch plays.
Yeah. No. We're going to do football work, but you just have to be in the room. I don't need a administrative assistant. I don't need anybody with just this doom and gloom on your face. When kids walk through the door, those players walk in. We got this. Okay. We're going to turn this thing around. Here's what we're going to do.
You don't bring in former players.
A lot of conversation is like you bring in somebody to come in and talk to them from outside. I'm not a big fan of outside talk when you're not there every day. If all of a sudden someone just shows up and they're going, let's bring so-and-so in. No, they kind of sit there. They don't know them personally. What they need is energy in the building and a staff that their coaches are coaching them in the right demeanor and getting them going without letting any details go. It's not about like, it's not that important. No, everything's important.
I'm
but
surprised
how you go about it.
I was a little surprised how much you stiff-armed the magical act. Because you could say to the guys, it's going to be a miracle for us to get out of this.
So here's what we got here.
Watch this guy.
Watch this guy pull some miracles off.
But anyway.
He's going to do card tricks for us. That's going to get us. But what happened?
Props.
Props.
I am fascinated by it, actually. I'm really interested in Florida State's situation. I guess Florida's too. They're already speculating on Napier's job.
Blown up by Miami first game, 41-17.
But they, I mean,
if you had to pick one of the two, like you're like, okay, Clemson has a, I would guess, has a really good chance of kind of riding this ship.
Okay.
Florida State's really tough with what they went through. And because when you watch them on the field, they've been beat up. They've had the ball run on them, you know, extensively. And they've not had good quarterback play, but they also haven't run the ball. They ran the ball for 25 yards in the game against Boston College.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And so they have some things going on. But my point is, you better get them going. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to get them going. You got to be able to say, we can, you know.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's our goals? Where are we at? What are we going to get done? You know, if you lose like the Clemson game, for them, it's like, because it's way, way, way harder at Florida State because they lost two conference games.
Right.
So before, we'd be like going, hey, we're okay.
No.
Well, they're not. They're 0-2 in the conference.
They're really not okay.
So they're not okay.
They're not.
And they're not okay. Clemson's like, we're fine.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to be able to win the ACC. That's what we have to do.
Do you wonder on Florida State how much it goes back to what happened last year? Is there residual here, you think?
You have to be in the building. You have to be in the building to really know.
I wonder about that.
You have to be in the building to have that kind of feel for it. But this is where coaches coach. This is coach-led, and the players will come along. But if you, like I said, if everything is just woe is me from the coaching staff, it will be horrific.
Yeah.
It will be horrific. So you have to be able to turn that around. Like they said, it's like, you know, if we just keep beating them down, eventually they're going to come out of it. No, they won't. No, they won't. Eventually, then all you have is just a beat down team.
God, you spoke. I mean, I think it's really wise what you said. Get in the staff meeting and say, we have to be upbeat. I mean, we just be yourselves, but.
Yeah, don't be a phony. But everything
be yourselves.
But just talk about find the positives. Mm-hmm. And anything you can do, because you got to be able to find something.
Yeah, and you should be able to.
Yeah, there'll be things you can find. There's things that you can do.
At the end of the day, you're still in a Division One big time program playing games at beautiful stadiums, and you're in beautiful
every facility, and everyone's getting NIL money.
Right.
And so it's like, hang on now.
Right.
Hang on now. This is going to be hard. I mean, it was going to be hard anyway.
Right.
It was going to be a hard situation for Florida State anyway, but still have a chance to rally back. So
on YouTube, Moonbot says, yes, I like the idea of bringing a magician in. Please bring the magician in. That sounds like a great time. Magic Act. We can work this out.
That's the card tricks. Pick a card.
I was thinking something more extreme. I mean, you know, like you know, when they fake chopping somebody in half.
That's your face.
That's your face.
Then you could say to the guys, look, I mean, this is going to be pretty, it's going to be hard for us to crawl out of this hole, but look at this.
Look at this.
This will fix everything.
See, weird stuff happens, guys.
We're going to have
take a magic act.
We're going to have a concert.
It's going to take a magic act for us to beat Memphis, but let's try it.
By the way, before we get to the game show, I'm getting a couple of texts, some pictures, and I want you all to send pictures in regarding the billboard. We have a billboard
up. What
are
you talking about?
We have a billboard up.
People send us pictures of our billboard?
Yes. I got a couple of
those to me.
I didn't see those. 53rd and Highway 2 going into Lincoln. So not going out, going into Lincoln. Left side of the south side of the road.
Jake's got that.
Now be careful. Don't take a picture when you're driving because that's a very busy road. But
unless it's not very busy traffic, then try it.
Whip
the phone out.
Why don't you go ahead and send us a picture.
I would love to see someone videotape as they're driving down of our billboard.
Be responsible.
Be responsible.
But please let us know you see our billboard. And there's other ticket billboards across town as well. But if you see our billboard, please send us a picture.
We'd love to see it.
Or tweet us.
I've not seen it.
Jake. Jake's got that look on his face of, I know something you don't know.
That's the look?
On the billboard? I don't see
you
that.
You do.
I can't wait to see
this. I'm going to assess the picture again.
We'll ask
Bella and Young Ben if they feel the same way about my image on there.
You have a...
My
bleep-eating grin.
No, it is not a bleep-eating grin.
He's one-up on us.
No.
Yeah, it's a bleep-eating grin. Like, you know something we don't know.
Not true.
I'm very...
So, 53rd and Highway 2.
What were you thinking at that moment, I wonder?
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a wild card Wednesday also on the game show. It's not that wild cardy, though.
We're in the game show?
Because, yeah, it is. Because today, we've got Colorado football leaders all time.
This could be interesting,
leaders,
Bill. You should know some of
these. Say it again.
Colorado football stat leaders all time.
I don't think I know.
Defense is going to be the challenge.
You guys will get some questions right. This will not be 0 for 4. This should at least be 3 out of 4.
Here's the deal. I'll know who they are, but I won't be able to say the name. I'll have some thoughts.
Can you name Colorado defenders?
You won't have to worry about that.
Okay.
There you go.
But
you know your Colorado football players all time. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
You don't have to like Colorado to call in for trivia. We just got to know some players all the time. You can dislike the players all you want.
I like the game show.
I do too.
We had a caller that dropped off, is what I'm saying. We need a caller. 402-464-5685. If you were to win, it does not mean you're a Colorado fan.
No, I like the... I'm with Bill. I like
No one's calling in.
Oh, we got a caller now. Ben's getting it written down.
Ben's got it.
Benito, young Ben. Benson, Bennett, all the names he has from us.
I like Bennett.
Okay, we got Craig. Craig, how do you feel about Colorado football leaders all time?
Fair to moderate.
Fair to moderate.
I like this.
You guys are in the same boat, it sounds
like. Average people calling in with knowledge every time.
Okay. Bill's a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Craig, first question goes to you. Who has the most rushing yards in Colorado history? Rashawn Salaam is the guess. That is not correct. He answered right away, and that is not correct.
It's a really good answer.
He is, I think, second or third all time.
I mean, I don't know. We should know this.
I know, but we don't know for sure. We don't want to steal.
We know this, right?
This person is about 400 yards higher than the next person on the list.
Should we guess it? Who are you gonna say?
Bieniemy.
Say it. Just do it.
Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy.
Brilliant.
That is correct. Wow. 1-0 lead, SIP. Back to you. First question to take a 2-0 lead. Who has the most rushing yards in a season in Colorado history with 2,055 yards?
Oh, I think that's... Yeah. Rashawn Salaam.
The person that Craig just said, that was the most in a season, correct?
God dang. Wait a second. He had 2,055.
1994 that happened.
Man. Football player out of San Diego.
Rashawn Salaam. To stay alive, your last question, Craig, down 2-0. Who has the most rushing touchdowns in a game in Colorado history with 6 touchdowns against Nebraska in 2001?
I know that.
Bad memory.
I was
Chris
there.
Brown.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Ooh, what a game that
Chris
was.
Chris Brown. That was not a good game. That was a horrible game.
It gives me a headache.
All right, Bill's in play. Sip. 2-1
right, it's
lead.
2-1, okay. Bill. We can't blow this lead.
Hey. Lock in.
Yeah.
Lock
for the win. Who has the most made field goals in a career at Colorado with 66?
Oh, come on. We got
by far.
Don't you know this program. Guy? He played for the Packers,
ooh,
too.
Ooh.
He had a long career at the Packers. He had flow like young Ben's. He had big time flow.
I don't know it.
And you can't say his name.
No, I can see him. Yeah.
And I can't say his name. I can describe his wife.
Painful.
Describe her.
No, I can't.
That might help.
Red hair. I don't know if she had read it. Hold on.
5 seconds.
Oh.
Five.
But Bill, why do you not know this?
I don't know.
Three.
I can see him.
Two.
Same thing.
Philip Bland.
When you say that, when you do say it, I'll be upset.
Oh, you're going to be upset.
Yeah.
Craig, you need this. Who was that kicker?
I have no idea, Jake. Must not throw me a hint.
Whoa. I can't give you a hint. Sip was correct in his hint himself.
His wife, we think, has red hair. We're not sure.
I don't.
We're not sure.
Mine.
That's all we
know.
No
guess. No.
I feel for you. Yeah. Oh, big win for us.
The answer.
Hey, knuckle it up.
Craig hung up. The answer is Mason Crosby. And yes, he was a longtime Packer.
That's insane.
Sometimes your engine doesn't fire.
It doesn't fire. That's what I was worried about, was the firing.
Right.
But you won the game. It's fine. We said we get 3 out of 4 right. We got 3 out of 4 right today.
Mason Crosby was amazing to watch in warm-ups. When he was out there in that altitude, whipping 70 yards.
Watch this.
And I'm not joking. Yeah. He could do that. Yeah. He was an amazing kicker.
Tiebreaker before you've already
Mason
won the
Crosby, commit that to memory because Jake tends to wind back to people. Yes. Mason Crosby.
Okay. Bill?
Two, double first name.
This is for Bill. In how many seasons has a Colorado quarterback thrown for 3,000 plus yards in program history?
How many seasons?
6.
Over, under 6.
I really like that. I'm going to say under.
3. Shedeur Sanders. Sefo Lefo from a couple years ago and Coy Detmer back in 96.
Say Detmer, I was going to say. I'm shocked.
3 times.
I'm shocked that Detmer wasn't one of the questions. I'm shocked. That threw me back.
Yeah.
You guys still won, though.
Yeah.
Wins away.
Thank you. That was a tough one. Greg, that was not easy.
Mason Crosby. Didn't have to.
Yeah.
Streaks at 2. We're back.
You guys are back. Just Streaks in time back. For the big week ahead.
Tomorrow we have the governor.
Governor, tomorrow, 6:30.
6:30 a.m.
6:30.
Jim Pillen here in studio. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.